We are talking tonight about an important question. The Torah tells me in Parsh Tazria, Uviyom Hashmini Yimol Bisar Or Laso, that there is always a that when there's a bris mila, the bris mila is done dafka on the eighth day. Chazal are already bothered by the question, as are many of the Balei Machshava, why we dafka do a bris mila on the eighth day. The way Rashi understands the question, at least the Maseches Nida, is maybe we should do it on the seventh day. Others, Lechora, could suggest maybe we should do it right away or whenever the baby is healthy. Why dafka are you waiting for the eighth day? We're going to try to highlight tonight three Mahalchim. One is really a Gemara Maseches Nida. The second is a Medrash Zohar in the Or HaChaim. And the third is the Pshat of the Maharal. The Gemara Maseches Nida tells us the reason why a bris is on the eighth day is because we know the Torah teaches us, that's even why it's in the beginning of this week's parasha, that after a son is born, the woman is asur to be with her husband for 7 days. After the 7 days, midoraisa, she's allowed to go to a mikvah, and she will become tehora, she can be with her husband again. Says the Gemara Maseches Nida, why do we delay the bris until the eighth day? Because it would be inappropriate, it would be sad if everyone else is going to be happy at the bris. There's a su'udah at the bris, everyone else is going to be very happy, and suddenly we're going to have this this couple, and she's not going to be so... Shalom Yehu Kulam Smeichem V'Ava V'Imbo Atzeifem, that the parents are going to be sad, they can't be together. So Dafka, we wait till the eighth day. Once now she's Tehora, the parents can touch each other, the parents can be together again. Now they're going to be able to also participate in the Simcha of the Bris Mila. There are some Achronim who understand that this Gemara is not really, even though it says Mipnei Ma'am or Torah, why is it on the eighth day? There are some who understand that the Gemara is not really giving us the authoritative pshat as to why it's on the eighth day. But you do have some, the Shari Tshuva in Hilchos Tisha B'Av and Tuf Kuf Nun Aleph. The Shari Tshuva there points out, quotes some Achronim who understand, we learn from here, the Su'ud of Bris Mila is Do'oraisa. That's really the Pshat in the Gemara. Su'ud of Bris Mila is Do'oraisa. Everyone's going to be happy, Min HaTorah. And therefore the Torah says, wait until the eighth day. The Or HaChaim has a different Pshat, and it's a very interesting and beautiful Or HaChaim, albeit with some Kabbalah that is... out of my league. The Medrash says the reason why we do it on the eighth day is Shashakana Shemrachamim Alav Achihe Bokoah. We wanted to wait 8 days so that the baby would have enough strength to be able to make it through the Mila. Ask the Or HaChaim, I call it Vitzarach Adas Migala Sodza. How did they know Dafka the eighth day, suddenly the baby is strong enough to withstand the Bris Mila and not earlier? So he quotes from a Zohar, a very beautiful Zohar, says a Zohar, the reason why we wait 8 days, the baby can get the koach. Where does it get the koach from? Shukadesh Ya'avor Alav Shabbos. That the reason why we wait is because it's Shabbos Dafka, which gives the koach for the animal to be able to withstand itself. For the person, the child, to be able to withstand. Which means, let's do it with an animal also. Animal has to wait 8 days also for me to offer the carbon. That's why that was my mess up. But it's Shukadesh Ya'avor Alav Shabbos. He points out in the Zohar some of the Kabbalah why that's so, and some of the footnote of the Rechaim, they quote from Raya Mehemna, Zohar and Parshas Emor, other place where you find a similar idea. But so far what we've seen is as follows. Why exactly is Bris Mila Dafka on the eighth day? So the first pshat in the Gemara Maseches Nida, because the couples also treat each other for the first 7 days, and therefore we don't want to have some people having simcha to Bris Mila, and the parents are going to be sad. Therefore we wait till the eighth day, once she is tehora and able to be with her husband, now they're going to be able to have Bris Mila, and everyone can be happy. We then saw that the Or HaChaim understands that the reason why we wait till the eighth day is the baby can be strong enough. Where do we see that the baby is strong enough? So how do we know it's Dafka the eighth day? So if you wait the eighth day, says the Or HaChaim, well, for sure, from the Zohar, for sure we're going to get a Shabbos. And if we have a Shabbos, that's where the baby's going to get the koach from. One thing you learn from there is interesting. I think Rav Pinkus makes this ha'ara. Not connected to the Or HaChaim, I think. But I think Rav Pinkus in one place makes this ha'ara. Sometimes spiritual things give us increased koach. The Gemara tells us sometimes Torah weakens a person, but sometimes Ruchnias also makes a person stronger. Yaakov is the Ishtam Yoshev Olim. I believe this is Rav Pinkus' example. But Yaakov has the strength to lift the rocks off the well. That Yaakov has a lot of koach. He's a spiritual person, but sometimes spirituality gives us koach. And the Or HaChaim says Shabbos has that ability to give us even physical koach. If you want one more place that comes up, L'chor, that's connected to Rashi, Maseches Beitzah. Rashi writes, what is the Neshama Yisera? So Rashi suggests, the Neshama Yisera is an extra koach we have on Shabbos to eat food and drink wine. If we eat, drink, and it gives a certain physical koach, sometimes Shabbos certainly impacts us spiritually. It also has the capacity to impact us physically and to give us more strength. The Maharal has an alternate idea. It's a very well-known Maharal. It's in a lot of different places. It's in their mitzvah on Chelek Beis. It's one of those places. and that is the following. The Maharal is a fan of, I believe the term is numerology. 7 and 8. 7 refers to the world's created in 7 days. 7 refers to Teva. Teva, at its core, Sheva, Sviya, full, complete. It is satiated. 7 days, that's what gives us a certain amount of, that's why Shemitah is a 7-year cycle. That's why Shabbos is a 7, every 7 days. It's nature, the nature runs its course after 7. 8 is the level above nature. 8 is the level above nature. I believe that's why some explain that 7 is complete nature. That's Sviya, that's being satiated and complete. Shemona is the level above when you've had more. So sometimes that's why someone who's overweight is referred to, is called Shamein, is called overweight, because he's more than nature necessarily would have been. But Yudbederaklal, Shemona is language is viewed as being above nature. The Maharal suggests that Mila's Nath that is above nature. Then the Kliyaka or others in the beginning of Parshas Shemini speak a lot about how 8 is above nature. 8 is a number which represents going above and beyond. We are created, we are born, says the Maharal, with an orla there. We're nolad with an orla. Kiateva nosin shiye aril. Based on normal teva, we should have an aral. But we do this hamila hi al hateva. Mila is going beyond nature. It's changing nature. It's lifting us to be one level above. Says the Maharal, that's also the reason why we have mila dafka on the 8th day. We have it on the 8th day because mila is connected to the world of 8, to the world of being above nature. That it's not just a regular 7, it's even one above. Maral suggests that's also an additional reason, aside from what Chazal say, why bris mila is docha Shabbos. Because Shabbos is 7, but mila is 8. And 8 is, l'chein kadosh, that's also why the Kosh HaKadoshim is 8. They extended to, for some reason, some Ben Bechai, I think, why the Kohen Gadol dafka wears 8 begadim. The strings in the mikdash when they would play music, 8 string. There's a lot to talk about as far as the koach of 8, but that is another idea as to why meals on the 8th day. We saw tonight 3 different ideas as to why bris meal takes place dafka on the 8th day. V'yom ha-shmini yimol b'sara or lasso, this week's parsha. The first is because from the Gemara Nida, she's tamei to her husband for the first 7 days. They would be sad while everyone else is happy. That would not be appropriate. We wait till the 8th day so that the parents can also rejoice and also take part. Some learn from there that the suda of a bris mila is even doraisa. Second idea from the Or Chaim, we wait 8 days so the animal can have, so the child, again, sorry, so the child can have strength. The strength comes from Shabbos. We quoted a couple examples where even spiritual things like Shabbos have the ability to give us increased physical strength. And we saw the third idea of the Maharal, because mila refers to 8, 8 lamalam in hateva, 8 that which is above nature. We're born with an orla, and mila challenges us as members of Klal Yisrael to go even above. That relates to some Gemaras and Vodazara about Jews and non-Jews and orla and the like. But there's definitely a lot to talk about here about Yimol. V'yom HaShemini, Yimol, Besar, Or Lasso. Shkoyek, guys, have a wonderful night.